I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudan is a disaster. Is anyone listening? The headlines are desperate. Mothers and young children face death by starvation. Both sides of the ongoing civil war target hospitals as they fight to control the last capital in Darfur. Refugees fleeing to neighboring countries arrive with tales of unimaginable horror. But Unfolding Word partner Reverend Joseph says hope remains. Muslim refugees encounter the gospel when Bible translators test out scripture in refugee languages.
It changed the narrative they were raised in, that you cannot pray in your language, God will not hear you, you have to pray in Arabic. Some of the tribes who were totally Muslim, they now introduced to Christianity and they feel like God is regarding them. They have value in the eyes of God.
And experts predict East Africa will be the world's fastest growing economic region over the next two decades. But pockets of abject poverty remain. A few years ago, Set Free started a Christian high school in an impoverished location we won't name for security reasons. Set Free's Dave McIntyre tells us.
It's a very, very degraded area. The government has largely abandoned that whole district for development because it is so backwards. Most of the people there will find a good job somewhere else, driving a truck, doing construction, anything to get out of that area.
But there's still hope. God is using a young believer named Wilbur to change the status quo. Wilbur's overseeing a major hydroelectricity project to meet energy demands at Set Free's Christian High School. It'll also provide light to homes throughout the region. Pray that hearts will remain open to the gospel as believers like Wilbur meet physical and spiritual needs. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.